Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome to Navigating Abundant Retirement, where we help business owners, executives, and independent professionals avoid retirement mistakes and create a legacy that lasts. I'm Carol Dewey, founder and president of Perpetual Wealth Financial. If you've spent years building your business, today's episode might challenge what you think you know about selling it. Because the truth is, your business doesn't have to be perfect to be sellable. In fact, some of its imperfections might be your biggest selling points. So whether you're a few years from exit or just beginning to think about what your business is worth, today we're diving deep into how strategic buyers look beyond flaws and see potential. When business owners start exploring their exit options, many immediately fall into a trap. They think, my business isn't ready to sell. Maybe they're dependent on key customers. Maybe systems aren't fully documented. Maybe profits are strong, but leadership relies too heavily on them personally. The assumption is that only perfect businesses sell, ones with recurring revenue, clean books, polished processes, and a well-oiled management team. And yes, those things help. They make a company easier to scale, easier to transfer, and often command a higher multiple. But as the article, Why Imperfections in Your Business Don't Make It Unsellable, points out, perfection is not a prerequisite for sale. Buyers aren't necessarily looking for perfect. They're looking for potential. What they really want is a business they can make better, a business with solid fundamentals and fixable flaws. Blake Hutchison, CEO of Flippa, an online marketplace for buying and selling companies, shared a great insight. Most acquirers are not scared off by imperfections. They actually hunt for them. Why? Because they have something the seller doesn't, a strategic advantage. It could be capital. They can invest in scaling what's already working. Or distribution. They already have the audience or customer base you need. Or operational strength. They know how to streamline processes or improve efficiency. So when they see your business struggling with a challenge like marketing reach, staffing, or process consistency, they see opportunity. They see the value gap they can close. Let me give you a quick analogy. If you're a real estate investor, would you rather buy the move-in ready home that's priced at full market value or the one with a little work to do priced below its potential? Most savvy investors choose the fixer-upper. The same logic applies to business acquisitions. Smart buyers are looking for companies with fixable flaws because those flaws are the very thing that allows them to add value and generate a return. The article gives a perfect real-world example with Pet Coach, a startup that connected pet owners with veterinarians through an online marketplace. Pet Coach had a great product but lacked one critical thing, a large-scale way to reach customers. Without distribution, growth would always be limited. Instead of trying to fix that before selling, the founders flipped the script. They positioned the limitation as an opportunity for the right buyer. Enter Petco, a company with over 1,500 stores across North America and a massive base of loyal pet owners. To Petco, Pet Coach's flaw was the missing piece they could easily supply. They saw an immediate fit. Pet Coach had the digital platform, Petco had the audience. Now that's synergy, and it's what every strategic acquirer is looking for. WeatherUp, the founder, didn't need to fix the scalability issue before selling. He just needed to find a buyer for whom that weakness was actually a competitive advantage. So what does this mean for you, the business owner who might be thinking, Carol, my company isn't ready. I've got too many loose ends. Let me say this as clearly as possible. You may not be ready for a premium exit, but that doesn't mean you're not saleable. The key is to understand how your imperfections could create opportunity for the right buyer. For example, a company with high customer concentration might appeal to a larger firm that wants immediate access to that key client relationship. A business with inefficient operations could be a goldmine for an acquirer who specializes in cost reduction. A company overly dependent on you, the owner, could be the perfect acquisition for a group with a ready-made leadership team. In other words, the very things that make your business imperfect could be the same things that make it attractive. So how do you position your company when you're not perfect? Here are five strategies I share with my business owner clients as part of our Perpetual Wealth Navigation solution. Tell the right story. When talking with potential buyers or advisors, shift from apologizing for weaknesses to explaining the opportunity. We've built this far with limited capital. Our systems are ready for optimization. Our marketing reach has untapped potential. You're signaling that growth is possible, and that's music to an acquirer's ears. You could identify the who before the fix. Instead of asking, what do I need to fix? Ask who would see this as an opportunity. Sometimes your challenge is the exact strength of another company, like Pet Coach and Petco. Your problem might be someone else's superpower. Document your core strengths. Even if your operations aren't perfect, make sure your intellectual capital, your systems, customer data, vendor relationships are all well documented. Buyers need to understand what they're acquiring. Build recurring value. Whether through subscriptions, retainer agreements, or service contracts, recurring revenue makes your business predictable. But remember, it doesn't have to be perfect to start. It just needs to show potential to grow. Work with advisors who understand M&A psychology. Not all advisors approach this process holistically. You need one who can help you bridge tax planning, succession, and valuation strategy, because a good story paired with sound financial engineering can create a far better exit outcome. Let's talk about a concept I share in my workshops, the difference between fatal flaws and fixable flaws. Fatal flaws destroy value. Think legal noncompliance, unpaid taxes, or unrecorded revenue. Fixable flaws are the growth gaps, like overdependence on one customer, a missing middle manager, or marketing inconsistency. Buyers love fixable flaws because they can apply leverage, whether that's capital, systems, or manpower, to create value quickly. Your job as the seller is to separate fatal from fixable. You clean up what's fatal and spotlight what's fixable. Because when a buyer sees that distinction, they recognize not just what you've built, but what they can build on top of it. Now let's get real for a moment. For many business owners, perfectionism is emotional. You've poured your heart and soul into building your business. You want to leave a legacy, not a list of unfinished projects. But I'll tell you something I've learned over the years. Your business will never feel ready. Even the most successful exits I've guided still had unfinished parts. What made them successful wasn't perfection, it was preparation. It's about knowing your numbers, clarifying your story, and understanding who your ideal buyer is. The rest, that's what due diligence and deal structuring are for. And remember, when you sell to a strategic acquirer, your imperfections become their roadmap for growth. Let's recap what we've covered. Perfection is overrated. Buyers want potential, not perfection. Strategic buyers look for synergy. Your weakness might be their strength. Frame your flaws as opportunity. The right story can change the perceived value overnight. Differentiate between fatal and fixable flaws. Fix what's dangerous, highlight what's improvable. Know your buyer type. Strategic buyers, private equity firms, or even individual acquirers all look for different things. When you combine those elements, you can transform an imperfect business into an irresistible acquisition target. If you're thinking about your eventual exit, whether that's 2 years or 10 years away, now is the time to assess how transferable and how attractive your business really is. We've created a complimentary ebook, The 8 Key Drivers of Company Value, which walks you through the same framework we use when helping clients prepare for a successful sale. You can download it directly at www.perpetualwealthfinancial.com. And if you'd like to know how your business measures up, schedule a confidential 21-point wealth assessment with my team. It's our proprietary diagnostic that helps business owners see where they stand today and what steps will position them for the best possible exit tomorrow. Because remember, the goal isn't to build a perfect business, it's to build a transferable one. Thank you for joining me today on Navigating Abundant Retirement. If this episode gave you a new perspective on what makes your business valuable, or if you realize that your imperfections might actually be your advantage, please share this episode with another business owner who needs to hear it. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts or watch videos, and visit www.perpetualwealthfinancial.com to assess our resource vault of on-demand masterclasses, articles, and guides. Until next time, remember, we can see what others can't. Therefore, navigate the financial seas so you can get on with living. And I will see you again next week.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.